This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Is it gone?
Wearing the Gotham Rogues jacket?
Yeah, I don't mess around, man. Cool. Support my team.
So I guess you're working today, then, I guess.
I think so. I think I am working. Yeah,
right. So absolutely. How did you win re-election after the Joker messed up the town?
Well, it was not an easy re-election, but I campaigned hard. I got some good financing. My peeps showed up. And raised some good money, and here we are. Yeah.
Can you talk about?
At least that's my backstory.
Can you talk about what your character now thinks of Batman in light of him basically blaming himself? Like, we don't, you know, you guys obviously wouldn't know that, but taking the rap for, you know, these deaths and everything. Do you now have a much more aggressive stance on Batman?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I have to preface everything by saying that I have not been privy to the script yet. I'm hoping maybe I'll get more information today. There's a lot of secrecy surrounding the script with good reason. But I've been used to working this way now for a number of years, not only with The Dark Knight, but also on Lost. But no, I do know something to that effect, in that, you know, I've worked a little bit in London addressing that very issue. And I think that the mayor definitely feels that, you know, he's not for a vigilante, you know, coming in here and solving, you know, crime this way. I mean, this is not the way that he envisions things. I think there's an ego element, obviously, to him. This is a man who wants to restore law and order. This is a man who definitely believes that and I don't know how much I can reveal, but how much can I say?
Not too much.
Not too much.
Law and order's good.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I will say one thing. This is a man who is very much for putting out legislation where he has the freedom to really go after criminals, to really pursue them in a hard way. You know, I'm not saying that he's going to violate civil liberties, but this is a man who's very much tough on crime and takes it upon himself to take on criminals head first. And no, he does not appreciate someone like a Batman, or the Batman, as he calls him, to come in here and solve problems.
Is he still a fan of Commissioner Gordon?
You know, it's a really good question. Again, I haven't, you know, read the script, but working when I did in London, at least what I assume is that, yeah, he's definitely working hand-in-hand with Gordon. But, you know, Gordon has an allegiance to, I imagine, in some way to Batman. And even though what went down in Dark Knight, there's some obviously questions about Batman as a villain or a hero. You know, that was sort of the big cliffhanger that was left at the end of the film. So I don't know his relationship with Batman, per se, and how that's been clarified. But I know that, Gordon is very much still, you know, within our ranks and working alongside me. But I definitely have a very strong opinion against, you know, this kind of vigilante work, and I don't know exactly where he stands.
What's your involvement in today's scene? Are you just there as the mayor to watch the game, or do you have any kind of actually throw out a ball or do anything like that? Or?
I don't think I'll be throwing out a ball, but I will be. I'll be there observing and rooting for my team. You know, and you know, obviously there's been a huge insurgence of crime lately, particularly with this new character that has sort of emerged. There's a lot of fear, and I think I'm out there putting a brave face and letting people know that, look, everything's going to be fine. We've got it covered, and I have it covered. Well, we don't know. It remains to be seen. I have no idea what happens.
One of the things that we got to learn about the mayor in the last movie is that it seems like he's above a lot of the rampant corruption that's present in Gotham City. Is that true? Do you know with what you understand? Do we get to see that he is above that, or is it even more questionable?
No, I think he is above that. I think this is a man. I mean, look, I mean, you know, politics is always give and take and stuff. But I think with a man like this, in from his point of view, he's absolutely against corruption. And if he's done anything within his tenure here as mayor, is to fight the mob head on. Now, you have these lunatics running around doing their own thing. They're essentially terrorists. I mean, that's a different thing altogether. But in terms of handling crime, in an organized crime, this is a man who's dead set against it existing, and he makes it part of his campaign.
Does your character, as far as you know, have any scenes with Matthew Modine's character?
Very specific questions. Yeah.
Your character have any scenes with Matthew Modine's character or Tom Conti's character?
You know, you mean Tom Hardy?
Tom Conti is in the movie too.
I didn't even know. Thank you for letting me know. Well, now you know. I've given it away. I can't speak to that. Unfortunately, I can't get into too many specifics. All I know it was obviously thrilling to get reelected. It was great to get back on the set with Chris, Chris and Wally and the whole gang. I mean, it's an enormous project. There's 12,000 people right there in the stadium.
Right.
I didn't realize there were that many. But it's amazing. And when you walk on a set like this, I'm used to working on much smaller budget things. It's pretty imposing. But when you have someone with the temperament of Chris Nolan, who comes from, the independent world with Memento and has essentially used the same crew for every one of his projects, it's pretty comforting for anyone involved to come in and see the tone that he sets for a set, which is like shooting an independent with, how many hundreds of millions of dollars, I don't know what's taking. So it's a great vibe.
The great thing about Nolan's Batman is that they're grounded in reality. So when you're going into this and you're playing the mayor, you want to play a complete three-dimensional character. He has a lot of great attributes. He's uncorruptible, but he must have some flaws. And I'm thinking, going into that, did you base it on any kind of political figure out there?
That's a really good question. I didn't base it on any one person, but I wanted him to be his own person. And like you said, I wanted him to have different flavor, different color. Yeah, he can't be a complete do-gooder. I think it's pretty hard to find that in any politician. I mean, you have to make deals at some point and concessions. But I wanted him to definitely have an edge. And obviously I worked with Chris on his idea of what the mayor would be like. But I remember in Dark Knight, I came in with a little bit softer, and he wanted me to play him a little bit harder. And now I see why. But it's always interesting for me to find something human about the character and not make him, sort of the standard stock politician, but maybe someone with a slight sense of humor. I definitely had some fun in what I did in London with what I did. It's about as cryptic as I can get. But I think it's always interesting for even in a dramatic role to find humor in it, and vice versa in comedy to find and ground it. And this is what I love about The Dark Knight and just about everything that Chris Nolan has done is that he takes on the psychological thriller genre, and he grounds it. I mean, this is a cartoon, a comic book, and it feels like it's as real as it can get. And all of the villains are obviously portrayed so amazingly, between Heath Ledger and now Tom Hardy, and every role. I mean, you look at Gary Oldman, what he does with his character. Obviously, Christian Bale. Everyone is really grounded, and it allows you to suspend disbelief that much more.
When did you find out that you were that your character would be back in the third film, and how happy were you?
I was thrilled. I mean, I didn't know if I was going to get reelected, and that was it was up to the people. The people spoke. Thankfully, I got the gig again. It's interesting. My agents made a call because I was going up for I was getting approached for pilots this year for TV and. And I didn't want that to get in the way of potentially being reelected. And we kind of found out after I got a pilot that he was interested in me coming back. So thankfully, the show I'm working on a show called Ringer. They were very cool, and they are very cool. I'm working right now on that show to let me out and make those dates work. So
do you still have more dates for this film that you have to come back for?
This will be it for me this weekend. Yeah, yeah. Although you never know.
You mentioned a little bit about your character's relationship with Gordon. Do you think does he regret at all his sort of snap promotion of this guy in the last film at all? Sort of
me promoting him to commissioner.
Yeah, because he really, he jumped a few ranks there pretty quick.
He really did. I know, but I saw something in him. I really saw something in the guy. not that the death of the previous commissioner has something to do, but no. I think it's interesting working in London, and again, I don't know how much I can say it, but you definitely feel the weight of the position, not just on me, but on everyone around me, including Gordon. And nobody can portray that better than Gary Oldman. I mean, it's just amazing. But yeah, absolutely. I don't. You'd have to ask Gary. I don't know how much regret he has over taking that position or being, you know, tapped to be commissioner. But yeah, I mean, the stakes have been raised. Absolutely. I mean, as you can see and as you'll see today, are you going to see this today?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, all right. Well, you're going to see the stakes are raised. I mean, as big as Dark Knight was, this is monumental. It's a monster. What Chris Nolan is doing, and it's just upped the stakes even more so. And who knew they could be up any more than they were already?
You know, you've worked with two of the most secretive teams in the business, the Nolans and Bad Robot. With the public kind of and the media fascination with all these properties, do they miss the larger picture that what the Nolans and what Bad Robot are trying to do is keep this as fresh and surprising for people as possible? And as a film goer, do you appreciate that maybe you'll go see this and there'll be stuff that you didn't even know necessarily happened?
I love it. You know, it was interesting for me. I'd never worked this way before Lost or Dark Knight, in a way where, you know, I'm a need-to-know basis, you know. And I remember working on Lost, I learned very quickly that the way that I had to approach, you know, a material or even ask the director questions, it was always prefaced with, would it be wrong for me to assume? You know, because I didn't know where my character on Lost was going, and I didn't, on Dark Knight, it got to the point, though, on Dark Knight where I did request to read the script, because I just didn't know what I was saying at some point. And I said, you know, I really, believe me, I won't tell. So I was given, you know, a room to read it in, and a couple hours, and but yeah, it certainly informs your choices. But I completely appreciate the secrecy, and, you know, a lot of these projects that Bad Robot, and obviously Chris Nolan does, I mean, a lot of it is about, you know, thriller elements, mystery elements, and you don't want to let that out.
Do we get to see any sort of relationship between the mayor and Bruce Wayne?
I don't know that.
That
I
was
can
too
answer
specific.
That. That
was, yeah. And actually, on that note,
okay.
I think we're done here.
Keep your jackets and since your last
you know
day,
what? Just keep that a little secret. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
I wish I could have got more.